Oh shit. It's 12:08. I should have been up a while. I was up. Jacqueline came home yesterday. She had to get up early, but then I went back to sleep and now Mabel has been headbutting me to feed her. Cause it is this is the time she gets fed, but she'll have to wait till this show is over. Don't worry, it's not long. So fuck me, what the hell? Oh, you know what? I had a tweet come in from Pietro. What did he say? He was like, he said, give a shout out for people locked up for marijuana-related offenses at your 420 show, if you can. We can assume these people aren't enjoying their 420 all that much. I did not mention them on 420, and my apologies. But hey, it's 423, and yeah, fuck, let all those people out of jail. I don't know if there's an org. There must be an organization to help those people get out of jail. I'll Google it today, and you do the same. Fuck, man. All right, let's look at the news, I guess. I really don't have anything to offer. I should boy 12 steals credit card and goes to on Bali holiday after fight with mother. Now that's hilarious. But it's like, what happens there? First of all, this is a rich kid because his mom had enough on her credit card for him to do anything. You know, like, I remember being a kid, my mom would be like, here, use this credit card. And I'd be like, oh, no, this one don't work. And then she'd be like, oh, this one. I wouldn't have gotten to Bali on my mom's credit card. But I guess she gets stuck with the bill. That's funny, though. That's a good gag for a 12-year-old boy to do. Oh, Sydney. He was from Sydney, so I don't know what a trip from Bali to Bali from Sydney costs. And really, you know, Australia, that's a they're all that was a penal colony. They're all criminals. I mean, not anymore, but you know, they're descended. You got to expect that. The Waffle House shooting suspect thought Taylor Swift was stalking him and showed other signs of delusion. That was fucked up, that Waffle House. But, you know, of course, meanwhile, he went in there naked, so that's a sign that he's not with it. So there you have it. Guns, it's all mental health, and you can't stop crazy people from shooting up a Waffle House, so you can't get rid of guns and whatever the fuck these people say every time there's a shooting. And don't take away my guns, because they're not going to take my guns. No one's taking away your guns, you dum-dum. I guess that's not good for political discourse, me calling people dumb-dumb. Okay. Lot of Waffle House story. India introduces death penalty for child rapists. Well, not for the death penalty, man. But that's very aggressive. I don't like child rapists. But I would say, put them in jail? I mean, I'm anti-death penalty, but I would say I would want that. If you got a death penalty for one crime, I'd say child rape above murder. But I still think, you know, hey India,
You know, maybe rethink that one. New Jersey state trooper tried to date the woman he pulled over. Now he's facing felony charges. Well, sure. You can't just pull over people and try to date them. First of all, you're a state trooper. You're fucking... You're nobody likes you. You're a New Jersey state trooper anyway. Oh, you're like the highway patrol. Who wants to have that guy around? I mean, I guess you want him around because he can get you out of tickets, and he knows, hey, you can go fast here, don't go fast there. Hey, we're both a bit drunk. We can drive home, but don't go down this road because they got a drunk check. But that's Mabel. She really wants that food. I'm going to have to hurry up here. But if you were allowed to just pull over women and ask them out on dates, that's all they'd be doing. They'd be like, not all of them. I'm sure there's some state troopers that do quite well for themselves and some that are, but that I would, if I was a state trooper, like, you know, you could just ask these, when you pull someone over, if you find them attractive, you can just ask them out on a date and then not give them a ticket. And if they didn't, if they're like, no, just give them the ticket. So, good luck out there. And then I would just be sitting by the side of the road, be like, oh, here comes a truck going 90 miles an hour. Let that go. You know, that's a dude. I'd be looking for rich women and pulling them over. Although rich women could pay a ticket. I would just I'd just be pulling over all the women and saying, hey, you know how fast you were going? In my heart, I would come up with a better pickup line, and then I said, hey, I'm writing you a ticket. It's my phone number. I was never good at picking up women, and then like a stranger to, I gotta like know them. That's why I never got into the state trooper game, because I know if I pull over a woman, I wouldn't be able to really get her to go out with me. I have to meet them through friends and stuff, or they have to be in my world, and then I can sometimes they like me. That's it. It's not like I don't have like a pickup artist plan or anything like that. I couldn't tell anybody, hey, this is how you meet people, meet women or men or whatever it is you're looking for. But, I don't understand any of that shit anyway. The negging? I just know there's negging. That's the big move. All right, what else? Florida man gets 330 years on child porn charges in sex tourism trial. That's a long time, 330 years. Florida man. People down in Florida getting into some weird shit. Well, that's not why he's a... But that's sex tourism. Why have a record? That's what I didn't get about the sex tourism. I'm going to go to Vietnam on vacation. Oh, okay. Because you're a pedophile. Sex tourism makes it sound so kind of... It makes it sound kind of legitimate. You know, like they go to a... There's like a travel group or something. Like, oh, I'm a traveler. I'm a pedophile and a traveler. I'm a pedophile, but I'm not going to just hang around Florida. I'm going to get out and see the world. There's children in other countries that I would like. Well, these are child porn charges, so I guess he just... But he got 330 years. I'm not going to read the article. I don't need to find the ins and outs of this guy's shenanigans. Okay, I got to go feed these cats. But I'll be back tomorrow. And I guess that's it. Yeah, I got a show coming up in Schenectady, New York. If you're around there, let me know. I'd love to have you come out. All right, I'll give you the date tomorrow. I'm real out of it today. I'm sorry. This show is terrible. But it's over. See you tomorrow. We love you.